Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 30th of July, and I'm recording at 10:04 p.m., and that is British Summer Time here in London. Okay, first the abbreviated portion of the audio for people in a rush. And starting with stock markets, Japan, good day in here. Nikkei up over 1%, nearly 1.1%. And of course, it's got that QE, which is going to go on indefinitely. And the yen is softened a little further, 124.14 against the strong US dollar. More on that in a moment. China had the decent day yesterday, but it gave up a good chunk of those gains in here today. Shanghai Comp down 2.2% overall. All those Hong Kong indices are actually lower. However, oversold Taiwan was a little bit firmer. And Australia, not a bad day here, up 4/5 of a percentage point. And India, not too bad, half a percent percentage gain. And also Thailand not having a bad day, up 2/3 of a percentage. And looking at Europe, a little steadier overall, but small percentages for the most part. The best one looks like the Netherlands, up 1.2%. And then we had the weakest one. I think it's the only one that's clearly down. And that is Spain, down just over 1%. Euro Stoxx 50, up just under 0.25%. UK, a little over 0.5%. And same for CAC 40. German DAX up a little bit in here, 0.40. Wall Street just moved, it was mostly higher on the day, but then it lost those gains. Dow closed only down 5 points, so it's almost unchanged. The S&P was virtually unchanged. NASDAQ a little better in here today, but only up a third of a percentage point here overall. And looking at that, I noticed that the biotechnology index, that was somewhat firmer. But Apple was down on the day, 122 and a little bit of change. At 120 level is important support overall. However, even if Apple takes that out, I can't see a really serious correction here overall, because the valuations are low. But nevertheless, it would affect sentiment given the iconic status of that company. Okay, government bonds. The yields had moved higher in the morning. They couldn't hold it, partly because the stock market eased. But for instance, the U.S. 10-year ended at 2.258. That's a fraction higher than yesterday, but it had been up at 232 earlier in the day, as I say, but could not hold it. VIX relaxed down to 12.13 overall. The CCI index up for the third day in a row, but you know, that's commodities. That's the cumulative commodity index. But that is a tiny gain here. And so it looks a little bit like a dead cat bounce, unfortunately, after 9 days to the downside, which were quite pronounced. Precious metals mixed. Palladium 485 up at 620. Silver just a little bit lower at $14.70. Platinum, I think, is slightly firmer, if I can find it. It's up $4.30 to $9.89. Gold $8 lower at 1088 and a half. No real, oh, again, against that oversold, all they're doing is just getting a little steadying, little ranging, but again, no dynamics evident there. So again, I've described them as being a little more interesting, but they're not actually putting anything important together. I think they're still under pressure here overall. And crude oil down very slightly here today. And maybe the agricultural commodities slightly firmer, although not white sugar, which had a good day yesterday, but it's down 370 here today. Okay. So let's go back now, and that's that. That was the quick wrap, and see what else is going on here. Now, in terms of these stock markets, of course, we are still in this tricky period of the year overall, when we, on average, get underperformance, and that runs, as I mentioned in these audios, from May through October. Again, it doesn't always work, but it's working this year, as you can see. And I also think that the risk of Wall Street getting its 10% plus correction, I had an email on that in here today from a new subscriber, which gave me a good opportunity to spell it out in more detail. I won't go through all that, but the main point is that Wall Street has been so steady for so long, and I think it's probably unprecedented, or you'd have to go back to early in the last secular bull market when it had put together a run anything like what we've seen without a 10% plus correction, anything like we've seen in this move. Now, also, if you look at the S&P chart, you'll notice that it's ranging, so look at it on a weekly basis, that's best with a moving average, and you'll see that it is losing upside momentum. I'll be posting that later tonight, incidentally. And therefore, it's just ranging. That show tells you that supply and demand is in balance. And if it's in balance after being demand dominated for the last several years, it wouldn't take much there to that transition. It wouldn't take much profit taking here, or a little drying up of the demand side to knock it back. And it's also got a too strong dollar in here, which is a headwind, as I've said repeatedly. Dollar index, it's at 97.46. It's offset little setback, or it's offsetting, hasn't completely done it, but it's got a new higher low here. That last low was on Monday, and it's been edging up subsequently here. So 97.464. The danger area, of course, is that 100 level overall. And I mention this every time. I think the Fed's not going to say what I'm about to say, but they would. That's got to be the biggest concern on their minds, in my opinion. But they'll also be watching China carefully because, you know, this is not Greece, to state the obvious. As I've said before, China's a thousand times more important than Greece, if not more so. So the world's second largest commodity country, second largest economy, rather. And as the major importer, the biggest importer of most commodities, that China catches a cold, that sends shockwaves around the globe. Greece catches a cold. Well, maybe that is a pinprick within the European Union, one of many pinpricks. there overall. Okay. So I think be a little bit careful in here in this environment. I don't think it's going to be anything disastrous, but we could see if Wall Street does get that 10% plus correction, that will surprise a lot of people, and that would have a bit of a knock-on effect here overall. On the other hand, let's point the rosy scenario, which is not impossible, and that is that China gets its Stock Market Management Act together, and which is trying to do. So I wouldn't necessarily bet against them, but they're going to have to pump in one heck of a lot of money. We can worry about the consequences of that later on, but they're going to have to bid that market higher if they want to succeed. They may not be willing to do that, or not to the extent that is actually required. But let's say they do. So you get China moving up significantly. Now, if that were to take place, that would certainly help quite considerably, and we would get a firmer stock markets here overall. And if that's the case, as we get through the October period, then I think that would leave the door open to the upside for a lot of the leading stock markets overall. But again, let's wait and see what happens here, because we got 3 months here, and there are question marks over them, and some short to medium term risks. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.